Are you ready to start your own website? Bluehost offers reliable hosting with 24/7 support at an affordable cost. Effective Nerd uses Bluehost for all of our website needs, and you can get hosting for as low as $3.95 per month. Head over to effectivenerd.com/hosting to get started. That's effectivenerd.com/hosting. Now on to the show. Welcome to Effective Nerd Quick Hits, a podcast for creators and artists to get big information in a small amount of time. I'm your host, Aaron Yara from EffectiveNerd.com. What up, y'all? This is Aaron Yara, and today we're talking about 12 quick tips for combating creative anxiety. Now, I know that's a mouthful, but creative anxiety can be very difficult, especially for new artists and creators. It can take some time to get our feet wet and the ball rolling when it comes to our creative projects and our online business. I was in my first band in high school, and I used to get stage fright very, very badly. It was so bad that I would completely blank out, forget how to play the song, how to sing the lyrics, and everything. The worst part was that this could hit me at any time. This led to many embarrassing moments. Like I said, I would forget lyrics or forget how to play. Now, this went away as time went on, but it was one of the scariest parts of making art as a teenager. Making art isn't always easy. You have to learn a craft, gain experience, and produce the work. You spend your time, money, and emotional vitality making your creations. Where there are difficulties, there are also bad feelings. There's the fear of failure or fear of embarrassment. Work, especially work of a personal nature, can bring about intense feelings of vulnerability, which is a good thing if you're an artist, but it can also create a lot of anxiety during the creation and definitely during the performance aspects. Now, these feelings can be paralyzing for some people, myself included. I spent a lot of time avoiding creativity in my life because I feared failure or I feared embarrassment. It got so bad to the point where I couldn't even begin to think about having creative projects. Creative anxiety can rear its head in many forms. There's the classic stage fright. There's fear of feeling vulnerable, which can keep us from even starting our projects. There's imposter syndrome, which makes us doubt our experiences and our expertise. There's basically a form for anxiety in each step of the creative process. It's kind of built into the whole process, right? Today we're going to go over some of my favorite tips to overcome creative anxiety. I feel like anxiety is the biggest factor that creators have when it comes to reaching their goals. Maybe that's just coming from personal experience or anecdotal experience, but I feel like anxiety is a really big portion of where I see artists struggling. Now, since these tips are short, I'm just going to go over them really fast. I'm not really going to number them or anything, but keep what you want in mind. You have things to do and you have goals to meet, so sometimes it's best to keep your mind on the task at hand and just kind of push through it and just keep going. You want to have that end result and that end product, and you can kind of use that as motivation to overcome your anxiety, is thinking about what the project's going to be like when it's finished. Next is to keep what you need in mind. Every creator, artist, entrepreneur, everybody is seeking some sort of meaning and fulfillment. If you didn't care about the projects you're working on, you probably wouldn't be anxious. So think about how your projects and your creations are fulfilling for you on a personal level, or what they're doing for you as a person and what your emotional needs are. At the end of the day, anxiety really just means that you care to some extent. While there is irrational anxiety, for the most part, it means that you care about whatever task is at hand. Next is to talk to a friend about how you're feeling. A little support, a little pat on the back can go a long way. And you may be surprised by the advice given by others. I know some of us feel like, you know, if we're a very creative or a very productive person, we may feel that other people in our lives don't really understand, like, that struggle or that kind of, or the, you know, the kind of lifestyle that creators and artists lead. However, everybody has their own set of experiences, and you never know what someone else has experienced and how they can help you by sharing their experiences with you. Next is to warm up your creativity. I like to play thinking games. For example, you can pick a letter and come up with a story where every noun starts with the chosen letter, or just any silly little game like that where you can kind of get the creative juices flowing. Once you get into the mindset that you're going to be creative and you kind of become comfortable and a little more relaxed and kind of in the zone, the anxiety a lot of the times will just kind of fade away on its own. Next is to think about your past successes. You've most likely survived the intensity and anxiety that you're feeling now on a previous project. The anxiety typically goes away after you get started or after you've completed your project. It just feels really intense in the moment. So if you can remember a past moment where your anxiety was really intense, where now that past moment, it kind of seems silly that you were so anxious in that past moment. It's important to remember that you're probably in one of those moments right now, and in the future, you're going to look back on this moment and think of it as kind of silly, like, oh, why was I anxious during this moment? Next is to think about your future successes. Consistency and perseverance often give the best rewards in life, so we should always be striving towards progress. Think about how you're going to feel in the future and how you're going to continue to be more successful and continue to grow and develop as a person. That can be comforting for some people, and it'll help alleviate their anxiety because they can kind of see the road ahead, you know? Next is to brainstorm new ideas and strategies to help you reach your goals. Sometimes our anxiety comes from the fact that we feel like we don't have a good plan or a good strategy in place. So sometimes just taking a moment to think out all the steps or to come up with some new ideas of how to tackle the problems and issues you're facing will help alleviate a lot of anxiety, especially when it comes to creative projects, content, online businesses. Next is to go for a walk or exercise. Physical activity can be a great stress relief, so take a break, clear your head, then go back and try again. You can kind of clear your mind, you can expend some of that pent-up energy that you have from being anxious, and then go back and tackle the project with hopefully less anxiety and a clearer mind. The next one's one of my favorites. It's just to do something silly. Creative anxiety can often come from the ego, so being able to laugh, especially to laugh at yourself, can have really grand effects. A lot of the times we take ourselves too seriously, and we just kind of need a moment to relax and just do something fun. Next is to look at some funny pictures and quotes. Sometimes a good laugh is a great pick-me-up, and sometimes our favorite quotes can make us feel better about our current situation. Next is to remember that it's okay to feel anxious. It happens to the best of us. All the best things in life are won through a battle of anxiety. Like I said before, if you didn't care about your project or whatever it is you're doing, you probably wouldn't feel anxious about it. It's okay. It's a completely natural feeling to feel anxiety. Lastly, go towards what inspires you. This could be as simple as listening to your favorite song or looking at pictures of friends and family. Having a little break or a little jolt of inspiration can be enough to get you over the anxiety hump that you're currently facing. Now, those are all my tips for battling creative anxiety. I do want to say that I'm not a doctor, and while anxiety is a common and natural emotion, it can also be the sign of something bigger. And if you do feel like you are feeling anxiety to the point of where it's drastically affecting your life, then I would suggest talking to your doctor about that. What I'm really talking about is the anxiety that you feel around creative projects and being a creator, whether it's a content creator or being an artist. Nothing I said today was really meant to diagnose anything medically. So if you are feeling that way, make sure you talk to your doctor. Thank you for listening. I know that anxiety isn't the most fun thing to talk about all the time, but I thought it was important to do an episode about it because it's something that I feel like we all go through as humans, as creators, as artists. If you have any tips that you thought that I missed, you can reach out to me on social media. Otherwise, have a great week, everybody. Peace. Thank you for listening to Effective Nerd Quick Hits. For more information on how you can level up your work, head over to effectivenerd.com. You can reach us on social media at Effective Nerd. Quick Hits is hosted by Aaron Yara. The theme song is by MC Graffiti.